Thank you, thank you to those of you who have donated to help keep the podcast going. Your support is invaluable and so appreciated. If you haven't yet, listen to the Support the Podcast special announcement and go to sacredpilgrim.com/support to learn how you can support this podcast and receive your free downloadable gift as a thank you. Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. As we observe Martin Luther King Jr. today, we're also beginning our one-week series on inspiring words of the Reverend. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you for the constant light of your presence that establishes and roots us deeply in love. May we carry that love and light with us into our day today, ready to share it with each person we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.